For more than a decade, female employees at the Denver Mint have claimed that sexual harassment and discrimination against women are pervasive. Now, some of those women have filed a class action complaint against the Mint. The women say, among other things, that they are passed over for raises and promotions and often face harsher discipline than their male colleagues. From Denver, Nancy Greenlease reports.
The Denver Mint, a tourist stop and popular field trip for school kids, isn't welcoming reporters or lawyers inside its Renaissance-style building these days. It's sealed as tight as, well, Fort Knox, one of the other five U.S. Treasury facilities. The closest you can get to the factory floor is a Mint-supplied videotape showing coins shooting down a conveyor belt into a bin. The Mint says it's a sensitive time in light of the female employee's complaint. Only about 1 in 5 people at the Denver Mint is a woman, and few work on the production floor where allegedly many of the abuses occurred. But the U.S. Mint's top position is held by a woman, Henrietta Holzman IV. After the sexual harassment filing, she swept into town to meet with employees. She ordered a team to scour the building for pornographic materials, which were allegedly commonplace in lockers and inside large toolboxes. Four says she takes the women's complaints seriously.
Harassment is not a part of the Mint culture. There is not one supervisor who doubts how absolutely determined I am to provide a model workplace in which it is zero tolerance for harassment and discrimination, and it is enforced.
Four has created an ombudsman's office to help cope with disputes. She also plans to hire a permanent equal employment opportunity manager. For years, this position has been either vacant or filled temporarily. But the lawyer for the class action filer says her clients view the changes with skepticism. The employees' union agrees. 2 years ago, it raised concerns with Washington officials about the climate at the Mint, but claims nothing has changed since then. Director Ford disputes this.
And we put in place some mandatory training on sexual harassment, and we've been having some strong private conversations. We've been strengthening our commitment to values and our commitment to walking the talk.
Management has a tendency to stand there and give you a lot of fluffy nothings.
Clark Wright is the local union's vice president and an electrician at the Mint. He and the class action filers say it's time to move beyond training and start firing people. Wright says there's a good old boys network at the Mint protecting these men whom he calls sexual predators.
I don't want to see these guys come back. If they don't come back, then I will have confidence and trust that they do care about the ranking.
While the rank-and-file workers who filed the complaint can't talk, other former and current employees are. Long before the class action complaint, women were filing individual complaints alleging sexual harassment. At least 3 women are heading to federal court, including 39-year-old Sylvia Burns. She claims she was fired in part because she refused to go out with her foreman. Leers and jeers, she claims, were frequent, including the time her foreman described his genitalia.
He leaned forward and gave me eye contact, and he said, "I have a large penis," and I was chuckling because what could I do? That's my reaction with stress and with being me.
U.S. Congresswoman Diana DeGette, whose district includes the Mint, is concerned by these stories. A former employment lawyer, she's asked for weekly updates from the Mint. Still, she has confidence in Director Henrietta Holzman IV's vision.
Well, if I have anything to say about it, I'm certain changes will be made. It can't be cured with one memo. It can't be cured with just sending an EEO compliance officer there. It really involves changing the tenor at the Mint, and that's going to take some time. She recognizes that.
For many of the Mint's women, time has been their enemy. Administrative processing for federal employees' cases can take up to a year longer than private employees. Union officials say women weren't willing to put their families and themselves through the stress and possible retaliation. But the tide is shifting, says Sylvia Burns.
And I was persistent. I didn't go away. I was going to be a thorn in their side. I want to let the court and as many other humans know that this has happened, and it's apparently still happening.
Mint officials say they are striving every day to create a model workplace and plan frequent visits to monitor the progress in Denver. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Greenlease.